hacking into the truth, one story at a time. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Here's Steve.
Continuing on this Monday with the Steve Gruber Show, brought to you this hour in part by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. And it's Monday, which means it's time for the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Rich Studley, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, joining me now. Rich, how are you?
Good morning, Steve. It's going to be a great day and a good week.
Well, I hope you're right about that. You know, it seems to me this, and you've got to help me with this, Rich, because I'm a bit confused. I see the conversation going back and forth over auto insurance reform, and I just looked up auto insurance where I live. The average bill is almost $2,400 annually. I'm thinking, wow, you know, I knew it was high, but until you actually look, it's like a slap across the face. And I'm seeing the governor take to the podium and say, well, this is a non-starter. It doesn't begin to address the things that I want. And yet I'm looking at it and I'm thinking to myself, well, I thought these were the things she wanted. Rich, am I wrong or am I missing something?
Well, Steve, you're right in terms of the fact that Michigan's motorists pay the highest car insurance rates in the country. Over the past 10, 12, 15 years, we have seen this problem go from a situation in urban areas to urban, suburban, and rural. It's a serious problem, not just for the good folks who live and work in the Detroit area, but across the state. At the Michigan Chamber, we've been pushing for car insurance reform for 15, almost 20 years. The good news is this week, right now, today, we are on the verge of a historic breakthrough. For the first time in over 20 years, both the State House and the Michigan Senate have passed comprehensive auto insurance no-fault reform, reform that would substantially and permanently reduce the high cost of car insurance for Michigan's motorists all across the state. I think part of the challenge is these bills moved very quickly, and you have some individuals and groups who've commented on the legislation without really having the opportunity to read it and study it. Part of the good news in the State House and in the Michigan Senate as this legislation passed with support from responsible members of the Detroit delegation. They represent the folks that have been hurt the worst by the status quo. So we've been urging over the entire weekend for Governor Whitmer to sit down with Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield and Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey. We're hopeful that that meeting will take place today. It is time for the state's top three leaders to sit down and resolve this issue. We're right on the verge of either a shutdown, a showdown, or a historic breakthrough. And at the Michigan Chamber, we vote for a historic breakthrough. There is no good reason why this issue can't be resolved today or tomorrow.
Well, maybe you can help me with this. Rich Studley here with us. Maybe you can help me because from what I read, Rich, it looks to me there would be rate reductions almost immediately. There'd be guaranteed rate reductions from that, you know, incredibly high figure that we all pay to drive in Michigan to have insurance. And the governor's saying that it doesn't have those guaranteed reductions. Is she posturing? Is she looking for something different? Does she want leverage on a gas tax increase? I don't understand what the jam is here, because it appears to me the things that she has said she has to have, for the most part, appear in what I've seen from what I've read. Am I wrong?
No, Steve, again, you're correct. I think the undercurrent here for the no votes in the State House and the Michigan Senate, and they're now clearly in the minority, and the hesitation on the part of the administration is that there are very powerful individuals and groups, primarily a handful of wealthy trial lawyers, ambulance chasers, who want to maintain the status quo, and some unscrupulous medical providers who want to maintain the status quo. They misrepresented the version of the legislation that passed the Senate. And then I think some of those same individuals and groups, and even some in the news media, have failed to give credit where credit is due. The House listened to the concerns exactly as you stated. The opponents said there was a need for substantial and permanent relief. They added those provisions guaranteeing that the cost of car insurance would be reduced and
right,
stay down for at least the next 5 years. We're in a situation today where we can't let the perfect become the enemy of the good. This is comprehensive, balanced reform that would substantially and permanently reduce the high cost. And we hope the governor will reconsider and join the speaker and the Senate Majority Leader to resolve any differences. This legislation has been around for years. There is no quick fix. There is no silver bullet. It's a complicated issue, but there's plenty of room for middle ground if the governor, the speaker, and the Senate Majority Leader want to resolve this issue. And we're very hopeful that that's what will happen later this week. But
sure,
every one of your listeners who owns and operates a car has to call the governor, call the Senate Majority Leader, call the speaker today, and demand action.
Well, it'd be an awfully tough position for the governor, I would believe. I mean, you don't want to be known as the governor who was going to fix the damn roads but couldn't fix the damn car insurance when it was on your desk. You don't want to be the governor, what I'm saying is, that vetoed that bill that would save people significant amounts of money, because a lot of drivers in Michigan, it's also their number one concern, is to get auto insurance rates under control. So that'd be a tough place for her. I'll give you the last word.
We've got to keep pushing. Every motorist who's listening to this radio broadcast needs to, when they get to work or get home today, call the governor's office, call the speaker's office, call the Senate Majority Leader's office, and demand a meeting today and action tomorrow. It really is just this simple. It is a question of political willpower. The vehicles are in place. The solution is obvious. Time to move forward together and get this done.
You know, Rich, I hope that it happens because, well, it could save me a nickel or two, that's for sure. Rich Studley, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A lot of nickels, to be honest. Great having you here as always, Rich.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. Rich Studley is the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Heard here every Monday on the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network. Good to have you along. By the way, the program brought to you today in part by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.